This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, top of the hour. I'd like to remind everybody, the gun sheet is up on the power, thepowerhour.com. It's right there, first thing on the billboard. The billboard that goes back and forth. It's right there. You have the gun sheet, you have the vaccine sheet. Those are two powerful things. Those are two of the absolute biggest things right now in the United States of America that you can go inform people and give them information. Just print it up. It's nice. And then just hand it out. Fantastic. Our next guest is, been on several times. He's a friend. I've known him for probably about 6 years or so. And he is the founder of His Advocates Ministry. And they help with foreclosure prevention, using the law for people to, keep what's theirs, and also helping people move into state citizenship, under state citizenship, and not be the surety for the debt that is the United States corporation. Very important. Long story. We've talked about this a lot when we've had him on. We're going to go in a little different area. It's so good to welcome Kelby back to the show. Kelby, welcome back to the Power Hour. Well, we may get into some of the debt things and the Trading with Enemies Act and FDR in 1933. We'll get into that probably later if we have time. First of all, I want to talk about sovereign citizens. This term, sovereign citizens, everyone. I'm a sovereign citizen. Sovereign citizens are dangerous. You've seen 60 Minutes reports on it. What is a sovereign citizen, and why is this kind of a total misnomer?
Contracted to the corporation who think they are free under God, free under this, that, and the other, and they're using the Constitution to protect them. But if you just look in the Constitution says contract law is the highest form of law in the land. So when you sign these adhesion contracts with the corporation, you become an employee of the United States. Become the surety, and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution does not apply to you. And I mean that quite literally, because the employment contract is what matters, and so that's kind of what we teach people at His Advocates who are living in the private program. And it's so important to understand that sovereign citizen thing is a made-up construct by the United States Corporation to. And they're almost being truthful, and let me explain, because it is an oxymoron. To be a quote-unquote sovereign and to be a quote-unquote citizen is an oxymoron. You're either one or the other. And so to dispel the myth, which is what I want to do, is basically the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is funded to the tune of $600 million a year, goes around with the federal government, generally one of the alphabet soup agencies, through to the law enforcement divisions, and they program, and I mean that, police officers, to help them understand that there's this number one most threatening movement, this is their words, in the history of our nation, of people who think that they are sovereign citizens, and this is how you can identify them. Well, first off, if there wasn't a separate jurisdiction on the land, which I can unequivocally, in the law, through multiple Supreme Court cases, through the actual law itself, through the constructs of the federal rules of regulations, through Title 28, Section 3002, through UCC 307H, you can easily start identifying different jurisdictions. And so I want you just to take a step back and go, okay, why do people think that there is something different for them than other people? And if it weren't so, then why does the federal government have to prove jurisdiction on every single case? If it's just absolute, if it's just going to happen no matter what, then why do they have to put two pages of information on any indictment, on any warrant, to show the judge, to show the jury that they do have subject matter jurisdiction. It's because, Daniel, it's true. There's multiple jurisdictions on this land. And so they want to create this construct called the sovereign citizen that some really kind of new people to this whole movement of freedom. Instead of calling yourself a sovereign citizen, call yourself an American. That's it. It's solved. We don't need to be a sovereign citizen. Go ahead.
Let me interject a minute. Let me interject for a second. And one, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, now that's who YouTube is now hired to be the judge of what videos are, you know, wrong or not wrong, and who's getting strikes. Just so you know that, ladies and gentlemen. The word sovereign and calling yourself sovereign, that predates the United States. I mean, that's what the war was about. But one of the first court cases in the Supreme Court, John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice in America, said that all Americans are now sovereign. The authority of the king has now come down to every American. Sovereigns without subjects. So when Kelby's telling you sovereign citizen, it's almost an oxymoron, and I'll say the same thing. A citizen meaning a subject and a sovereign meaning a king. It's almost like a king subject. It doesn't make sense. And these words have meaning, and they have different meanings and how you use them, and the government's kind of trying to trick you there. So I just wanted to interject that, Kim.
No, I appreciate that. And the fact remains, the one thing that is synonymous with that, and remember what that original Supreme Court justice was talking about. He was talking about a state citizen, okay, with a capital C, and that's the big fundamental difference. I know it seems not so important whether you're a citizen of one thing or a citizen of another. First off, let me just say the most important, if you're a believer, that you're a citizen of heaven. Secondly, the only governmental body on the face of the earth that matches or mirrors the one that God constructed for the original Israelites, our American status under the Declaration mirrors that perfectly. Here's why. God was their king, and they were self-governed. Period. They were the ones that got grieved and wanted to give up that for a king by the name of Saul. Well, we have the same thing in law today. And it is very disheartening to know that there's very few people in the world that want liberty and freedom. It is not easy. And everybody thinks that you can just go and claim all this freedom and that you are free. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, if you truly understood what freedom was, you wouldn't call yourself free. Why? Because if you have signed something that says, I am a United States citizen, like a voter's registration, the Department of Motor Vehicle, driver's license, anything like a bank card, signature card, there's hundreds of contracts that you are saying, I am a U.S. citizen, I am a United States person, and you're basically agreeing to the policy manual of the United States, which is the United States Code. And you're going to be enforced on that manual by the police enforcement officers. And if you don't obey, they're going to put you in a quote unquote jail until you figure out how you're going to bend and obey. So we have in our law the ability to be free under God. And Genesis 1:26, and this is important for people that are coming out and understanding this stuff. Genesis 1:26 says, you're to have dominion over all the earth. It doesn't say you're to be a subject. Dominion means sovereign authority. Okay? And I believe it's Public Law 97-211. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Where it says the Bible is the word of God. So, guys, federal law says the Bible is the word of God. The Bible itself says you are to have dominion, sovereign authority. And you are doing nothing more than obeying not only the federal law, but God's law and the law of this nation by saying, no, I do not wish to be a United States citizen. I want to be an American and not be that quote-unquote sovereign citizen who has literally one leg in and one leg out and who hasn't properly defined himself in law.
Let me interject again for a second and back up. I mean, this is profound information that you're giving. Profound. To give people an example so they can relate to it. When you go work at Walmart, you can't run around with a, you know, pro-Hillary T-shirt or a pro-Trump T-shirt. But yet the Bill of Rights guarantees you the freedom to express yourself, and that you can. Why couldn't you wear that anywhere else? Why? Because when you go to work for Walmart, you sign an employee agreement. You have a list of employee requirements. When you enter the corporate realm of the United States government, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, Kelly, but this is I think this is a good example. You enter kind of like you're a Walmart employee now, and you have to live by certain regulations. And they have separated the two, where the Republic of the United States is different than the U.S. citizen corporate 1871 United States, which has been taking the energy for now, what, like almost 150 years, been taking that Republic's energy and stealing it and building up this corporate entity, which is designed to take your God-given dominion, right?
Right. Daniel, you couldn't have said it more perfect than that. They're all corporations and sub-corporations, and I'm going to tell you something right now. They've made the people, the citizens of the said corporate equivalent of the state, then you become an employee, quote-unquote, of the corporate equivalent of the United States, and you have to obey those quote-unquote laws, and then you sign W-4 forms and W-9 forms, which make you absolutely a party to the contract. Then you get an invoice at the end of every year called a W-2 or a 1099, where you got to pay your taxes, or maybe you're smart enough to get some deductions. And if you don't file the tax returns, you violate the employee manual, and guess what? You get a true bill, which could be in the form of an indictment where you're actually getting a bill. All crime is commercial. CFR 27 CFR 57.11. All crime is commercial. So you get this invoice called a true bill, which is really an indictment. And are you that person? And the only person they can go after is the birth certificate equivalent, which is the all capital letter name. Not a myth, not hype, not a sovereign citizen tactic. It is a fact in law. The birth certificate, the registered organization, it's a trust indenture known as an ins legis trust. And they use that to, and the government styles manual says that all corporations in any department of any governmental agency shall be written in all capital letter names. And so when you look at these indictments, your person, known as your birth certificate, is on that indictment, because Rundle versus Delaware, a Supreme Court ruling, says corporations cannot sue a real living man, Daniel.
We're going to the break. Very good information, and I hope people are getting a little deeper, and this is kind of hitting home. And it takes you hearing this a lot. I mean, it took me a lot of research to where that I even started to understand this, so I understand maybe where you are. Well, on the other side, many of you know this. We're going to go a little deeper. So stay tuned. Kelby Smith, His Advocates.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've had several discussions, many really, over the past few years, whatever, with different people about this dynamic. Two corporate United States, a corporate United States and then a Republic United States. And it goes over people's heads really quickly. And believe me, I completely get it. I completely understand. This is not simple stuff. This is not 1 + 1 = 2. Let me break it down a little so people can have another example. I already talked about Walmart, and if you're a Walmart employee, you can't wear a Donald Trump t-shirt to work. Why? Because you signed an employment contract. The same thing. Think of 1933 when FDR recalled the gold and made it illegal for Americans to own gold. Now, how do you reconcile that act with the bill? Right, United States citizens, that's exactly what he said. That's right, U.S. citizens could not hold gold. That's exactly right. How can you reconcile that act with the Bill of Rights or with the Constitution? The answer is you can't. You can't. So, by pure logic, something else is going on. Some separation has occurred. Something different than what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson's at work. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. This is a short segment, Kelby. Maybe discuss that 1933, what happened there, and some things people may not realize about the United States.
Well, at that particular time, let me back up. First off, I read an article about a year ago about there's 5 billionaires that bought the United States, and it came out on the New York Times front page. I want you to think about what I just said. Front page article to a major newspaper, 5 billionaires buy the United States in 1929. So what don't we know is the question, and what is the United States? Let me simplify it for people a little more, and I'll jump right back into 33. Declaration of Independence, right in the title. That is our trust indenture. That is who we say we are as Americans. Read the title. United is a lowercase adjective describing the two nouns, States of America. The country is not called the United States. It is called America. 50 United States as one union under our country's name, America. There you go, simplified. Back to 33. 33, it's huge because many, many different things happened. Buck Act, Trading with the Enemy Act, they revised Trading with the Enemy Act from the original one, and I believe it was 17. So you have people that are doing all kinds of stuff in Congress, like bankrupting the United States Corporation, HJR 192, and putting the people as the surety for the debt of the corporation, Social Security Administrative Act of 1935. Now, first, let's tank the economy. Let's steal the land. Let's steal the gold. That's what they did. H.R. 1491 took the land. And then this is all color of law, guys. This isn't, you know, this is all, it's in Congress. It's passed acts, A-C-T-S, acts. And just like the United States corporate Supreme Courts are all opinions and acts by Congress and the Supreme Court. And so this act and or these acts are coming out and they say you can't hold more than 4 or 5 ounces of gold or it's punishable for up to 10 years in prison. But it's talking about United States citizens. It's not talking about Americans. Don't you think we should have known a little better at that time, the difference of the two, and known what applied to us and what didn't? I'm going to assure you that many people probably knew more then than they do now what an American was versus what a United States citizen was. And so just to tell you, they took the gold from 13 to 33. They created the, hey, let's get the gold out of their hands act, and you must bring it, and we're going to trade it in for Federal Reserve notes. And then, which, of course, everybody thought was of equal value, and they really just wanted to have something to be able to spend money on because from 29 to 33, they were desperate. They were looking for a new deal, something that they can be all bailed out on. They were sick of the high prices, the inflation, not being able to eat. And there was a huge poor area of people around in this nation that just were in food lines. Well, guess what? Today we have the same food lines, only they're called food stamps. And so you don't see them, but they're there. And we're about ready on a super high inflated super bubble to blow, and we need to be at least considering that. That's why I'm saying to people from the mountaintops, come out of her. Get the heck out of that construct, that system that is making you the surety. And just as a believer thing, Daniel, why are people alleging themselves to something that is making them the surety when it's been bought and paid for by the Son of God?
Great question. On the other side, we'll get into this deeper. We'll get into renouncing your citizenship, what that means, why you should or should not do that, and old wineskins, or new wine in old wineskins. What should we not do?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I think I found the paper that you're talking about. This is from 1927 from The Onion in August of 27. Billionaires buy U.S. from millionaires right on the cover. And it describes the five families, the Rockefellers being some of the Warburgs, a couple others, basically how they took over control of the U.S. corporation. You can Google if you want to find out. Yeah, it's crazy. I'd like to make everybody aware of specials we have over at the Power Mall. Of course, all the Grown by Nature vitamins that we have now, the Numana's on special, the organic family packs. Look, you want to try organic for a while? This is a simple, cheap way, to do it. You know, you don't have to put everything together. Boom, it's a one in one thing, and you can buy the Numana and make the meals, and you're eating organic. Mike Adams and I put that together. He helped me put the recipes together, and they're good. And they're good, and they'll make a big difference. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Please support us. Please buy our products and your donations. That's what keeps us going. That's what allows us to bring people like Kelby Smith here. Getting back to you, Kelby, I've been trying to get across to people for a long time, and many of our listeners, believe me, they know this, they understand this, but I'm trying to get that energy and that just building dynamic of the corporate interests, the financial interests saw America as the time when the power was brought to the individual people, the crown, the dominion, just like the Bible said, was placed on the American's head. It's stunning. It's stunning in its accomplishment. It's unbelievable. It's unprecedented. There's nothing quite like it.
Never happened.
And from that time, we have seen these corporate interests fight back and slowly try to weasel their way, not fight that dominion directly, but get us to give it to them by this corporate takeover. And they've obviously made, a pretty good inroads into our country. When you hear people want to give up their U.S. citizenship and they want to just renounce it altogether, they think, forget it, I don't want any part of this. Discuss that a little bit and why that's maybe not the best idea.
Okay, first off, Daniel's Food, I'm a customer, and I bought food from Daniel at New Manna Foods. It is delicious. Buy it. All right. Secondly, he didn't pay me to do that, by the way. So, secondly, to answer your question, Daniel, all right, this is kind of like a big topic. Like, well, first off, what is the most important thing for people to get their minds wrapped around? Yes, I want to be a state citizen, or no, I don't want to be a United States citizen. So first off, it's a trick. And if you go to youtube.com/bizadvocates, I put a video up there where I said renouncing your citizenship is a trick. And here's why. Because you think that renouncing your citizenship is the way to go, and the fact remains it's simply making and organizing the contracts that they have done for you. And here's the problem. On the voter registration, on the driver's license, and on all these things, they didn't tell you that there was a thing called national lowercase, which is the definition of an American. And you can find that under 8 U.S.C. 1101, A21. And then you find A22, which is national of the United States. And that guy's synonymous with the United States citizen because through residency, through a contract, he became a corporate slave, literally. And so, to answer your question, you don't want to go to the U.S. consulate. First off, it's going to cost you $4,000. And then you don't want to say, I don't want to be a United States citizen, because you're going to pledge to be in. And there's two things. This is the trick. You pledge three things. You pledge that you don't want to be a U.S. citizen. You renounce your nationality. That's the true American. You renounce both. And then you take an oath to uphold all the laws of the United States. So guess what? You become stateless with a contract to uphold all the laws, which means you've got nothing. So you want to do what you would have to have done to become a United States citizen. So you must remove the contractual element with the corporation and then make allegiance, which is 8 U.S.C. 1101, A21, basically a person who owes allegiance to a state, lowercase state. So think about that. You owe allegiance to a state. You go and you start rectifying your documents, your passport, your driver's license, and these various different things. And we take it to a whole nother level. I mean, we do a 17-step process for people, but it's important for people to get their minds wrapped around this because it's coming, guys. And the surety, if you're the surety and that bubble pops and there's a triple trifecta about to happen, real estate bonds and stocks, and it's going to pop. And what's going to fall into place? Now, you can't fix the corporation. So stop saying, go read your Constitution, go read your Declaration, but stop saying you can fix the corporation. Even the Congressional Budget Office says you cannot fix the debt of the corporation. The Federal Reserve has screwed the people of this nation, meaning the banking systems, screw through their through their corporate infusion of large amounts of capital to grease those honestly criminals, that many of them are criminals that sit in the policy seats of Congress, and they go in there worth $200,000 and come out worth $50 million, $100 million, and very few of them are ever less than a few million dollars after coming out of Congress. I want you to think about that. How are they making that much money while serving their country at a wage? So, and what applies to them doesn't apply to us. So you can't fix the corporation. You have to step out, which is what the Word of God says, and that's a whole nother show, Daniel, come out of her. Because I can tie...
Let me pause 1 second and go. You talked about the surety and the debt, so people understand that, because that's a very confusing thing. 1933, the bankruptcy of America, the surety for the debt. We became the cattle, the chattel. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked about humans, the definition of what a human is. There's two definitions, someone who has no dominion, no authority, whatever have you. Talk about surety. Define surety for people, and so they can see the stark reality of what we're dealing with.
The bottom line is this: if you claim to be a United States citizen and you've leased yourself to that entity as an employee and a stockholder, you are now the guarantor and the surety, which means the collateral for the debt of those people in Congress. And currently, if you're a United States citizen, the average person is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt on that alone.
So that's what they mean by surety. Literally.
Yeah,
literally, you are the surety, and you are the document. You are the bond. You are the slaveholder for this debt and for what they've done to us. I mean, this is,
and that's,
ladies and gentlemen,
correct.
This is, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Kelby.
I'm just going to say, you go to court, you're going to be found guilty. If you say you're that person on that true bill, on that indictment, no matter what, they need to fund out the bankruptcy. They need to transfer money from the state CAFRs. If you go to CAFR1, CAFR1.com, that guy has read over 4,000 certified audited financial reports. That's what CAFR stands for. And the state guys and the municipalities are rich. They're not in debt. They are rich. And what the federal government is doing is saying, oh, we owe $20 trillion, and that's absolutely a fact. But what they're forgetting to tell you is that at the state level, we're rich. And so they bleed the state deposits out as quickly as they can through prison bonds, through tickets, through anything that they can, and they continually, even in a bankruptcy, you can go track a bankruptcy case, and nobody in a bankruptcy case ever loses. Everybody gets paid. If you're a party to on the public side of the system, you're paid. If your company goes into a bankruptcy, they bond the bankruptcy, all the major corporations start bidding into the bankruptcy to get guaranteed payments on those bonds. They use that money to liquidate and pay off the debt for the quote-unquote debtor. And so, it's, guys, this is a jacked-up system. We need to discover the truth. We need to be honest with ourselves about where we are with our families. I am not a sovereign citizen. I am an American, and I am proud of my nation. I am disgusted by the leadership, not all of them, but by the general politics that are being done in corporate District of Columbia. And I don't want to be a party to that. I want nothing to do with that. I denounce that. And I allege myself to my God.
We have about 45 seconds for the break. A very important poll, I think, Monmouth University just put out. A majority of Americans, this is bipartisan, white, black, Mexican, Democrat, Republican. A majority, a vast majority of Americans now believe that the American government is spying on us continuously, massively, and two, that the deep state is pulling the strings behind the scenes and orchestrating policy in the United States of America. That is very good news to me. On the other side, let's talk about coming out of her. Let's get an introduction into that and the opportunity we have right now. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, hisadvocates.org is the website. We'll be right back. Kelby Smith.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Power Hours, ladies and gentlemen. I have a clip from Obama. This is going to give you an idea. And if you want to destroy something, you don't fight against it, you know, especially when you're weak and small and the Republican is so strong. You create a competing thing and then you put the energy into that. And that's what's been going on educationally, legally, whatever, the court system. We've seen that. That's why I'm asking you to put the Bill of Rights. It's the last vestige of our republic, the Declaration of Independence. This is a quote, or this is a clip. This is Obama speaking. I want you to listen to this. And put everything that we've talked about the republic, about you, your dominion, everything. This is from you, Kelby. This is a clip from Obama. This is Obama speaking. Hopefully you can hear this.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too
small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Did you hear that? I mean, did you hear what he just said? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I hope your jaws are on the floor. This is what all this is about. Everything, that's what this is about, ladies and gentlemen, is about you laying down your God-given dominion, what your founding fathers did for you, and give it to an all-powerful sovereign so that they think, quote-unquote, progress can be made. Everything we have discussed is encapsulated in what that nincompoop about. Actually, he's not a nincompoop. He's pretty smart. We're the fools, Americans. We got 5, 6 minutes, 7 minutes left, Kelby. Maybe comment on that, and then let's have an introduction to getting out of her, pulling out of her. Yeah. We cannot put new wine in old bottles.
Yeah, 10 seconds on Obama because he's not gone, but he's a waste of our time. The element of what he was saying was to a United Nations speech, and every delegate of the world was there, and he was absolutely in violation of his oath of office as the president in doing what he was saying. He was showing allegiance to a world order, and that's basically what he said a couple times in that. Anyway, so, all right. Now, I don't want to quote the scripture, but I will unequivocally back up the fact that there's a world construct that the United States corporation, meaning the power structure behind that, not necessarily the governmental workers, not necessarily like Obama, but he was a puppet, a party to it. There's a world construct of a financial district, a spirit district, and a military-industrial complex, the enforcement arm for the world construct, where the Bible flat out calls, get out, come out of that. Now, I will be more than happy. You can go on, again, right now to youtube.com/hisadvocates, and you can watch as many videos as you want about what I say about coming out of her. I unequivocally prove there is no other element that fits that construct like the United States Corporation. But here's the best part about it, and this is the most serious part. It says in Revelations 18, verse 4, come out of her, my people, lest you part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues, talking about the judgment. And then down in verse 8, for this reason her plagues will come in a single day. Anyway, long story short, if you come out of her, God's promise is you will not partake in her plagues or be a party to her sin. Here's the issue. If you're a United States citizen, which looks an awful lot like the Babylon whore, all the way down to the Statue of Liberty, which looks like ISIS, which was married to Osiris, which was the sexual whore of quote unquote Baal, which I don't want to get into the old biblical prophecies with you, but we are mirroring that a lot, and we have a big issue that is happening right now, whereby we have a lot of blood on our hands, the unborn children, and the deaths of many foreign entities, and deaths on our own soil now, because they're, instead of united under God as a body politic of people, we are so divided, and so many people are hating each other. So, Daniel, I would love to have a show breaking that down with you and telling everybody biblically why they need to remove themselves structurally from that system and lead themselves back to God, which is back to being a state citizen.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, we'll definitely have you on, and we'll get into that. I know you have a preacher friend that preaches this also. We can probably talk about that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you may not be religious. You may not be Christian. You may whatever. That's the foundation of our nation, and you have to go from that perspective if you're going to understand America at all. So please take it that way. We have just 2 or 3 minutes. I think right now we are in an unprecedented time in American history, not unlike centuries, since it's really founding. people are waking up. People can start to see they're coming out of this haze, and they see something that's not right, and they also see an opportunity. Whatever this, the time is now. How do you feel about where we are and where we're going? And just lift up the people for a minute, because
guys, we're living history like never before. Right now, we have a reprieve. With the current administration being in office, we have a major pushback, which goes right along with what the Bible talks about, where the beast is mad at the whore. I couldn't figure that out for the life of me. Why would the construct of the world order, the beast, be mad at the whore? Well, because right now, quote unquote, we're pulling out in every form and fascist or form from that fascist system of really building communism here on our land through Agenda 21, Agenda 30. And the beast is going to be pissed, or is pissed. And that's really kind of what's going on with all these sealed indictments, all this truth coming out about child pedophilia at the highest levels of treason at the highest levels. It's coming out. Not only that, but QAnon just announced the Marines, I forget what the exact quote was, but Q said the Marines have been unleashed. And supposedly this week is supposed to be a big week in revelations to indictments. And what are you going to do with all that? The beast has to push back in a big way, and whether it's going to be an attempted assassination or a complete collapse of the economy so that the UN soldiers can come in on our land, which is under color of law allowable by George Bush Sr. Through an executive order. We've got potentially civil war on our land. And these are unprecedented times. And I don't want to be standing before God or standing before an Article I court or a military court or any court and say, I am in your jurisdiction. I am not.
Kelby, it's been a pleasure, as always. Very good to have you on. The website is hisadvocates.org. He helps with foreclosure prevention and also those who want to learn about state citizenship. It's simple and complicated at the same time. I mean, it can be done. You know, and I know many listeners have passports with state citizens on them. It can be done. We are living right now. If you are a prayerful person, please pray that our present administration can bring America back, bring the Republic back, that they can have safety in that effort. Please, they need our support. They need our energy. And no army in the world can stop an idea whose time has come and that concept of who you believe. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to have a great broadcast tomorrow. Kelby, God bless you. Thank you.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.